In Cokeville today with Charles Dayton, there's a whole new project underway in Cokeville, revitalizing their Main Street program that is being done across the state. Charles Dayton joining us to tell us about that and some matters related to the chamber. Charles, bring us up to date on this project. You've got an entire booklet dealing just specifically to Cokeville, Wyoming, and revitalization.
Yes, we've been working with the Wyoming Main Street program. We thought we would adopt that as a planning framework, and they have some great resources to provide, again, guidance on how to outline an overall development process. Cokeville, overall, if you look at the downtown area, it's not what we'd like it to be. It used to be a very vibrant place. A lot of businesses were down there because the railroad was going through town, and we actually had a depot, and so all the commerce was centered downtown Cokeville. That shifted out to the highway now, and so we found that the people in town, you know, they want a downtown location. It's the kind of spirit of your community. And so we felt we had to have some kind of plan to direct investments for improving it, making it a place of you know, pride and appreciation rather than, you know, the current state. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I liked about this process is you really start with confronting reality. You bring some from the outside. They give you feedback on, you know, here's how this looks currently. Here are the problems, you know, for example, how much, you know, space is rented on a square foot and how far out of market we are. And so it's really good to have some good data, some expertise from an outside organization that, you know, saw an ideal scenario in terms of downtown development. They work all over the country.
And then you put this together, this booklet's just come out in the past month, so this kind of centers all of your work in one document and helps you know where to go from there, right?
Yeah. I like the fact, again, you have the outside perspective. It you know, sometimes when you're in a community, you look past some of the challenges that other people notice, and so it did a very nice job of presenting it in such a way that everyone recognized, you know, the strengths of the community, the weaknesses, the opportunities that exist. And so the intent obviously is to translate this into an actionable plan, you know, based on our limited resources. What are the next steps that we'll begin to transform in very visible ways in a short amount of time? We find that even doing small things, you know, give people hope in a community. If they've lived with say a building that's been you know, really under what served for some time, and if they start to see a change, that gives people hope, and I think it generates a level of engagement. That's one of the things we need in our community. You know, we have very good institutions in terms of, you know, the schools and things like that, but we need to reinvest and refocus on the community as a whole, and we see this as one of those key building blocks for transforming, you know, Cokeville into the community that we'd like it to be.
Charles Dayton, Cokeville, Wyoming.